football fans, and welcome to the CBFA podcast with your hosts, James Parks and Cole Fortner. And we're reporting here from Schold Ice Park. This is Monday evening, the Division 3 semifinal between the Chiefs and the Mavericks. And Grant, it was we were expecting a bit of a closer game, but it got away a little bit.
Yeah, it sure did. I thought a much closer game was going to happen, but it didn't happen. The Chiefs are Snide Miller did play number 62, and he scored a touchdown, but he didn't play the last game. He's been injured, and their best receiver is that Alex, what's his last name? You know, is that number 15 for the Chiefs. He couldn't play, and he couldn't play again, so that took two strong guys out of their lineup, and I think that was a big difference. But I was really impressed with how the Mavericks came out tonight. Their quarterback, Adriana Cortez, had no problem handling the ball. And when he did hand it off to number two, Chris D'Souza, who joined the team halfway through the season as their running back. He's a big, strong running back. Where at the beginning of the season, they were relying on Kyle Chevrier, number 22. But with D'Souza, they've got a strong running game now. So, full marks to the Mavericks. They look stronger than when I saw them last a month and a half ago. So they deserve to win.
Yeah, they did look pretty impressive in the cold and the snow here on Monday night. I know hanging on to the football would have been trouble for me, but they seem to do a pretty good job of hanging on to the ball. Cole?
It was one of those rare times and stuff where we actually were swapping out the football occasionally. We don't usually do that, but we did have a few extra ones on the sidelines. And yeah, it was conditions aren't usually the greatest. And yeah, we had the big white fluffy snowflakes that, you know, are good for snowman, but not necessarily for gripping a football. And yeah, I can confirm playing in these conditions, it is tough. Like, the ball is a rock. It's not fun to kick. It's not fun to throw. It's not fun to catch for anybody on the field. So It was good for both these teams. It's good to see them battle through these elements. And yeah, again, congrats to the Mavericks as they move on. And the Chiefs, unfortunately, are the first team to end the 2024 season.
That's right. So the final score tonight was 44 for the Mavericks and 6 for the Chiefs. And now we're going to look ahead to the Division III final.
Shout out to one guy. Number 58 for the Mavericks. On special teams, I think his name is Camilla Evangelista. He was laying out Chiefs every time they touched the ball on special teams. Two guys were dinged pretty good, but they walked off. So I can say this thinking they're not seriously hurt. But Evangelista was a wrecking crew on special teams for the Mavericks. And he was playing smash mouth football.
That's what you want to see when you're in a playoff game, for sure. So congratulations to the Mavericks on earning their way into the Division III Finals. That goes 10 a.m. at Hellard Field on November the 2nd. So it'll be the Rebels taking on the Mavericks in the Division III Championship. And we will see you back here at Schold Ice Park on Saturday coming up, as we've got our Division II and Division I semifinals going ahead. So stay tuned for that. Any last words?
Thought you were signing off there. I was
just
ready.
About.
Well, I always like making predictions, and if you want to bet big money, don't pick what I am going to say. But if I'm looking for an upset here, Cole and James, if there is an upset, I'm going with the Eagles over the Colts. Colts are the best teams during the regular season. There's something about the Eagles come playoff time. We saw this last year. Tim Henderson's team, if they're not really dinged, they've got, I think they do have the best quarterback in the league, Ethan Renault. So just looking over the lineup for the semifinals next Saturday, I'm picking the Eagles on an upset.
That's pretty bold.
You know,
Cole?
I have an upset of Lions over Bulldogs.
Oh, really? Oh. The Bulldogs.
It was a close game. Like, we talked about this 2 days ago when we did the last podcast. It was a close game between those two in the regular season already. Yes, Bulldogs were victorious in that one, but it was a shootout barn burner the entire way. So if there was, for me, if there was going to be one, I mean, we have four exciting games on Saturday already. Yeah. So any of them can go any which way. But I think the Lions might be the shocker.
Well, I've done almost every game they've done. I'm what you call their own play-by-play announcer now. I'm on their payroll. They've gotten better all season. They have. I saw them in the first couple of games. They looked pretty. They're like not very good, but they're pretty good now. And when Tanner Matthews came back, number 19, he was an all-star last year. When he came back, he really elevated the team. So, yeah, I back Cole up on that one, if there is. But to me, the big upset would be the Eagles over the Colts. I don't know if it's going to happen, but that's the one I'm betting the mortgage on.
Well, that would be a pretty big upset. And on those notes, we're going to call this quick hitter here, and we'll have another full episode of the CBFA podcast coming to you next week. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
The CBFA podcast is brought to you by longtime Players of the Game sponsor, Wolf Cadillac Calgary. Check out their selection of new and used vehicles online at www.wolfcadillaccalgary.com. We would also like to thank the Canadian Brewhouse and the Calgary Sports and Entertainment Corporation for their sponsorship of the CBFA. Support such as theirs is essential for minor football in Alberta to continue to grow and thrive. Finally, remember to bring water and snacks to Shoal Ice Park on game day. We look forward to the return of Superfan Snacks. For now, they remain closed. Thanks for listening.